This is the American Forces Vietnam Network. This is Radio 54 AM, 99.9 FM, AFBN Saigon.
AFBN with the power of music.
Are you getting short? Well, if you are, don't forget your whole baggage. If you pack your own shipment, you'll need 6 copies of your orders. If the whole baggage people pack it, you'll need 7 copies. And if you're making an inter-theater transfer, 11 copies. By the way, whole baggage sections in country are called personal property branches, but the mission is still the same.
At 0300 hours, a stiff charge of news censorship at AFVN.
AFBN News compiled from commercial and military news agencies with Army Specialist Jim Allingham.
Good morning. According to the Associated Press, a television newscaster on the American Forces Vietnam Network in Saigon charged over the air late last night that a broadcaster on the network, and we quote, is not free to tell the truth, unquote. The newscaster, 27-year-old Specialist 5 Robert Lawrence of Atlanta, Georgia, made the accusation at the end of his 11 p.m. broadcast. As a newsman, and we quote, Specialist Lawrence said, I am dedicated to giving the public the news and events worldwide and on the local level. I am pledged to tell the truth at all times, and I will always tell the truth either in the military or as a civilian. In the military in Vietnam, I have found that a newscaster at AFVN is not free to tell the truth and, in essence, to tell it like it is, unquote. Specialist Lawrence said the military assistance command in Vietnam, the overseer of all American forces in the country, and we quote again, has seen to it that all those newscasters who are dedicated to their work are sent away to other areas, in some cases off the air completely, unquote. A spokesman said the U.S. command would have no immediate comment. He said the command was attempting to determine exactly what was said and that a statement probably would be made later. That story from the Associated Press. An Army investigating team is poking through the hamlet at My Lai in Vietnam to see if Army officers covered up an alleged massacre of civilians by American troops. The team is led by Lieutenant General William Pierce. It made a house-to-house search for evidence, but